This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Awake in Sheol, How the Ancient Near Eastern Worldview and Jewish Tradition Shaped New Testament Perspectives on Soul Sleep. The doctrine of soul sleep, the idea that the soul enters unconscious rest after death until the resurrection, has persisted in certain Christian traditions. But is this what Scripture teaches? In this paper, I take a deep dive into the ancient Near Eastern worldview, Israelite burial practices, Second Temple Jewish thought, and the full counsel of Scripture. Through the principles of Prima Scriptura and Tota Scriptura, I argue that the soul remains conscious after death and that the metaphor of sleep refers to the body, not the soul. From the relational language of being gathered to one's people, to the drama of Isaiah 14's Awakened Kings, and the Witch of Endor's encounter with a very aware Samuel, the Old Testament gives us glimpses into Sheol as a realm of conscious existence. And Jesus, shaped by that Jewish worldview, doesn't correct it but affirms it. In the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, the dead speak, feel, remember, and even intercede. It makes no sense if soul sleep were true. I also apply my integrated hypostatic union model and B theory of time to show how Jesus' eternal perspective allows him to collapse time, offering a uniquely divine window into the intermediate state. Paper concludes that soul sleep is incompatible with both the biblical narrative and the theological coherence of God's justice, mercy, and eschatological design. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying Scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!